It's Friday and it's August, and that means another batch of new movies are heading to the theaters begging for your hard-earned dollars. But believe it or not, Hollywood is thinking less and less about your dollars and more about someone else's euros and yuan. These days, half or more of a movie's profits come from overseas. In fact, a bomb here in the United States can be a blockbuster abroad. Case in point, this summer's film, The Prince of Persia. Budget? $200 million, and here in the U.S., it only made about $90 million. A flop, right? Wrong. Overseas, it racked up an additional $237 million, and that got us wondering what, and more specifically, what actors have bankable global appeal. And to answer that question, we called on James Ulmer. He created something called the Ulmer Scale. It ranks over 1,000 actors worldwide, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
First off, how does the Ulmer Scale work? What exactly are you measuring, and how do you determine this ranking?
Well, if you think of the Ulmer scale as a kind of a stock market index for the stars, we look at how a star's power, in other words, how able is their name alone to sell a movie and get those bums into the seat, both nationally and worldwide. That's what we measure, and we use really the people who are at the power brokers, the people who are at the intersection of the deal point, the buyers, the sellers worldwide. These are the people that know Bruce Willis's value in Japan versus, you know, Germany or versus America, and who really, really control how well a movie does overseas.
Now, I've got the list right here in front of me, the Ulmer Scale's actors hot list for 2009-2010. At the top of the list, Will Smith. Why does he top the list?
Will is somebody who is almost indestructible in terms of his ability to choose excellent roles for himself. He's put himself in franchise movies, movies that are, you know, have legs, we call it. Maybe they're in one or two or three versions of them, and they're often action adventures, which always do well overseas. He's also somebody who is really smart and savvy and really orchestrates his career very carefully. He studies a box office, and he just doesn't blindly obey the advice of his manager and agents. He'll really take an active role in his own career choices.
As I look at the list, I'm just going to tick through the top 10 names. Will Smith, Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Will Ferrell, Nicolas Cage, Reese Witherspoon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Cruise. Not a lot of women in that list.
No. Unfortunately, I like to say that the global international marketplace is pretty sexist when it comes to their movie stars because, first of all, they can't lead the marquee. Oftentimes, even today, if you have a Julia Roberts who used to be able to sell a movie based on her name alone, today you'll need a male star. So they're also bankable, as we call it, really mostly in ensembles. They'll also be a little more sensitive to the market fluctuations out there. It's just a sad fact of the international entertainment marketplace.
What are the biggest markets overseas, and what kinds of movies sell well there?
Well, let's just take one of the biggest markets. Traditionally, it's been Japan, and you almost have to ask what kind of movies don't sell too well, because generally, Japan, although you can't make absolute rules, they don't want to touch romantic comedies and some dramas, but they certainly do love the Twilight series. Scandinavia will censor a lot of violence, so Quentin Tarantino films don't do well there. Latin America loves genre movies, horror movies. And I think what you're seeing is that the foreign market, Michelle, is really going, responding to the idea of genre movies. And it's becoming a lot more tuned in to what's successful here in America.
James Ulmer, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
James Ulmer is the creator of the Ulmer Scale. It ranks actors worldwide based on their bankability.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.